I have to acknowledge something that happened yesterday in the United States, because the first presidential debate will happen next Tuesday night at Notre Dame between Biden and Trump. And, you know, we have our speech from the throne yesterday, and it could trigger an election. And one thing I know, it doesn't matter if you're liberal, NDP, or conservative, in Canada, you expect, in any Western democracy, a peaceful transition of power. It's the most important cornerstone of our democracy. And in the West, it's something that we should never take lightly. And you hope and pray that even if it goes to the courts, like with the hanging chads between George W. Bush and Al Gore in Florida, even in the United States, a peaceful transition of power is just, it's something that we come to expect. But I just want to play you this clip of Donald Trump. Put this in your calendar, because this is a marker. And it's concerning to me, as, again, this is not about pro or anti anybody. I don't care if it was Donald Trump. But the fact that the president, Donald Trump, said this is deeply concerning to our democracies. And I want you to hear it, and I just mark it.
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
People are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know.
The president of the United States. The president of the United States would not commit to a peaceful transition of power. He said, unless the ballots are done, this is the mail-in ballots. That is deeply concerning. And again, I don't care if you vote conservative, liberal, NDP, green. Whoever wins should win. And there should be a peaceful transition of power. The president should reinforce that, and he didn't. So if there's protests or violence, I want you to remember that moment. That journalist asked, we could not get an assurance. Meantime, yesterday, the speech on the throne, which could lead to an election. And one of the big issues yesterday, one of the things that the liberals promised, was to crack down on tax avoidance by tech giants. That was clearly a shot at Facebook and Netflix. And it is a pleasure to welcome the Heritage Minister, Stephen Guilbeault. Minister, great to have you on the program. Could you tell people what exactly your government means when you promise to crack down on tax avoidance by tech giants?
Oh, thank you, Heaven, for having me. Twice in 2 days, I must be doing something right.
I love it. I always welcome anyone on. Great.
I want to echo what you just said about the U.S. election. I totally agree with you. Regardless of who you would want to vote for, this is very worrisome. In terms of the tech giants, I mean, we've made a series of commitments in our platform during the last election, and we are unfolding those promises. We said that we would want to tax the tech giant. And at the end of 2019, the prime minister said that he saw this being as part of the 2020 budget, which we haven't been able to table because of COVID, but this budget will come. We said that we wanted to make sure that they were doing their fair share when it comes to investing in Canadian stories and music, television, movies, and that I will be tabling a bill to do just that in the coming weeks.
People understand, Minister, Google and Facebook, Netflix, they don't pay tax, they don't charge GST, HST in Canada, and they don't pay tax here. Is that what you're saying? So is that the basics? They don't even, because they're not based here, they're based in other jurisdictions, they don't feel the need to, for example, when you pay GST on everything or HST on everything, you don't do it on those services. Is that right?
That's correct. They don't pay GST, and that's one thing we want to change come the next federal budget.
Okay. So,
and it's not a new tax. Some people are trying to portray this as us putting in place a special tax on web giants. It's not. Everybody's paying the GST. They should too.
Okay, but is that the only tax? Is it just GST, or are they going to pay another? Are they going to pay another tax, like a content tax?
We had also made a commitment in the last election in our platform to impose two other taxes, one on the use of data, and the other one on on ad buys, basically. And we are, I mean, obviously with the new finance minister, this is something that her and I are working on. There's more work to be done on that, but this is also something we want to move forward on.
Will that make, so everyone listening now, is that going to make when I purchase a streaming service like Netflix, or I sign up for a service that requires payment, will that make it more expensive? That's what people want to know. Will your tax be passed on to me?
Well, it's really up to those companies to decide how they do this. But every company in Canada is paying the GST. I don't see why we should make an exception with some of the most wealthiest companies in the world.
No, but I'm talking about the data and the ad buy tax.
We need to look at these are things we need to look at with the finance minister and the finance ministry, how we could go about doing that. But you know what they say? They say data is the new oil. Isn't it interesting that when you go and you surf the web and I'm a jogger, so I'll go and look for a pair of jogging shoes on the website of a company, and then I come on my Facebook page and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of publicities about jogging shoes. Why is that? Well, because Facebook sold information to companies without my permission. You're not asked about that. They're making a profit out of our personal information. We think that there needs to be some fiscal framework put around that, because right now there's none.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, what about this? You've called Facebook immoral and bullying and the big polluters. I understand.
I didn't call them immoral. I said that what they were doing is immoral. There's a difference.
Because they're taking snippets of information from CTV and CBC and Global and other companies and using it. But isn't that just fair usage?
It's not. If they were fairly compensated, then we could talk about fair usage. But they're not fairly compensated.
But fair usage you don't compensate for fair usage. That's not how it works. Fair usage for news value, you don't get compensated. You use a snippet. They're not buying the whole, they're not like showing CTV Power Play. They're showing a clip of an interview you and I did.
I think they're showing sometimes entire shows. They're showing entire articles from websites, from newspapers. And I really don't think it falls within the definition that you're referring to. No, I don't. And many other countries around the world don't either. I could talk about France. I could talk about Australia. The entire European Union has adopted legislation, a regulatory framework specifically on that. So there are a lot of people who would disagree with you on that.
Minister, do they, just quick, time's running. You and I spoke earlier and you said if you're a distributor I'm quoting you, if you're a distributor of content in Canada, if you're a very small media organization, it won't be the same. But if you're Google or Facebook, we'll have a license. The big question, you know, there's been a million views on this. I asked if you need a license to produce news. Is that going to happen? Are you going to license people?
No, I won't. Oh. And my government won't either.
So you backed off on that. Okay.
You and I have talked about this.
Okay, hold on. I got to take a break. If you want to stick around, Minister, I'm sorry we're across the country, so I've got a break structure, Minister Gilbo, and I love talking to you. Stick around if you can. We got lots to come.